Good morning. I am Cheryl Seavey with Cypress Ridge Solutions, and today we will be talking about behavioral styles and the great tool that we work with here at Cypress Ridge on helping clients to build communication and improve and enhance team performance. I wanted to talk a little bit about the history of DISC, and the performance indicator is a DISC model. The DISC system goes back as far as 400 BC when Hippocrates observed similarities and differences in human behavior and classified four different behavioral types. This was further enhanced in the early 1920s by Carl Jung when he spoke of his four different psychological types. And the indicator that we're working with today is a more modern version, and this is based upon the work of Dr. William Marston, and he was educated at Harvard and was a PhD, and he spent most of his time teaching and consulting in this particular model. He basically laid the groundwork for the four different types under DISC. The first is dominance, influence, steadiness, and compliance. Therefore, those are the four primary definitions of each of those particular titles. We'll be using a modified form. And he really believed very strongly that all people exhibit all four behavioral factors in various degrees of intensity. The objectives of our session today is to learn how we communicate and how we go through the world as individuals to help us to work more effectively with each other and to identify possible sources of conflict, things that aren't working in our lives, and to take a look at, gee, how can we possibly improve those for maximum team performance, as well as just getting by better in the world. We're all different. We approach life in a variety of different ways. The way we think, the way we make decisions, the manner in which we use time, our pacing, you know, we've heard the term a type A or a type B, but how we move through the day, ways in which we communicate. We all communicate differently. And how do we understand better ourselves? Also, how do we manage stress and handle with our emotions? It's really important to also look at this process. It's not a labeling process. We're not trying to put people into four different buckets. It's basically to look at each trait, because the combination of these in the varying degrees of intensity make up who we are. And we're unique individuals. We've been successful to date. And the idea is that we're different, and how can we understand ourselves better and understand others better as well. It's not about being better or worse, good or bad. There's no best, and there's no value judgment on any of these, this terminology. The differences oftentimes create challenges in the way we establish rapport and the way we communicate. What I might think as being very, very clear to someone else listening, it might be very muddled and it's not perceived that the way that it was intended, and just makes it much more difficult. Dominant styles in our report are basically the characteristic we have the most. The least developed style are the areas that we tend to be most uncomfortable and perhaps we feel that we have the least competence in. And it's these types of areas that we'll be talking about today. We can't change our dominant style. We are who we are. What we can do, though, is that we can modify it or mask it. And, you know, if we have a particular style that doesn't really work in a particular situation, we can modify that style to make us more successful and enable us to communicate more effectively with others. And the better we understand who we are, the better we're able to flex that behavior and that style to be more successful with an individual. There's basically the four areas in terms of the styles overview that we'll look at. Is first is the primary work focus. Think about somebody coming to the office. And there's one of two ways of walking in the door. You walk in, you walk down the hall, you immediately go to your desk, you check your voicemail, you check your email, and you lay out your tasks for the day. The other person might walk in, and on their way to their desk, they stop by, they visit with somebody, say good morning, check in, see how the person's day went or the weekend went, may go down, wander in, get a cup of coffee, and meander, eventually getting to their desk and starting their day. So how does that focus? Are they task-focused? That's the person that zeroes in to get to their computer first thing. Or are they people-focused? Do they need that connection on the way into their task, if you will? The second style is how these styles look at communication. If one person may make a statement, the statement might be, "Why don't we go to lunch on Friday? I have a great new restaurant I want to check out. So how about Friday at noon? I'll pick you up and we'll head on down to this new restaurant." The second style is more of a questioning style. Are you free on Friday for lunch? Yes or no. How does Italian food sound? Or are you in the mood for something else? What do you want to do? There's two different styles. One is more of a statement, and the other is more of a question. The other style is decision-making style. Some of us make decisions very independently. We mull it around inside. We take up we look at the facts. We evaluate the information. We go off on our own, make a decision, come back, and announce our decision to the world. Others of us are much more collaborative in our decision-making process. We really want to understand everybody's viewpoint, get different perspectives, and make a decision based upon a variety of input and collaborative types of things. And so if you look at, these are the three main ways in which styles impact how we look at things. In the performance profiles document, there's five scales. The first scale is the driver scale. And that represents how you respond to problems and challenges. And the second scale is the expressive scale, and that really is a scale that measures social influence, positive expectancy, and expressiveness, how you influence others to your point of view, how you communicate. The scale number three is the amiable scale, and that's the scale that measures patience, composure, and being a team player. And it's also how you respond to pace and change in the work environment. And the fourth scale is the analytic scale, and that measures precision, analytic, and quality orientation. So if you look at work focus in relationship to these various styles, the driver would go in again in the morning, check voicemails, first thing upon arrival, very focused, very precise. The expressive or the amiables are more apt to check in with everybody, and they're much more people-oriented. And the analytic also would be liking rules, sticking to the task, getting the job done, then we'll play. So the first clue in that might be, do you socialize first or you do get the job done first? The second area where the styles really demonstrate themselves, as I talked about earlier, are the communication styles. And drivers and expressives tend to communicate in dialogue or statement form. And I'm an expressive. So as an expressive, I'm very good at giving directions, taking charge, and speaking. And then amiables and analytics tend to communicate in question form. And they need to share more information. They gather input from others. Great listeners. You need both balances, because when the drivers and the expressives are in the room, you tend to have a lot of people talking and not a lot of people listening. And it's really important that these two styles be a part of a team, for example, because the amiables and the analytics will continue to ask the questions, whereas the drivers and the expressives will oftentimes just charge forward. And oftentimes, driver and expressives on the downside may not ask enough questions, whereas the analytics and the amiables need to share more information. However, it's important also when you're in meetings or when you're in a group to pull out comments, observations, and suggestions from the analytics or the amiables in a group, because they've been sitting there listening, reflecting, analyzing, and they're a great resource in terms of information, to where they oftentimes have a much better and a much clearer idea of what's going on collectively, whereas the driver and expressives are just more headstrong in the communication piece. So you need both. you really need both. You can get a pretty clear idea in terms of the particular style is who's likely to do more talking in a meeting, or did somebody ask versus somebody tell. So those are a couple of considerations in communication. So clue number two for the communication piece are they asking or are they telling? The third style and how these scales impact us are in our decision styles. There's basically two sides of the scale. One is patient and one is quick. So do you make quick decisions based upon using your own facts or a gut feel? Typically, quick decisions are made by drivers and expressives. And patient, thoughtful decisions are made by analytic and amiables. So a clue in this area might be, is it a quick decision based upon fact or is it a gut feel? Is it, if it's a quick decision. On the other side, the collaborative decisions tend to be made by the analytics and amiables. They're asking questions. They involve others, gather feelings, viewpoints, facts. Analytics are notorious for fact-finding. They will, you know, you've heard of analysis paralysis. This is where the analytics, you know, are most comfortable is in the fact-finding mode. And oftentimes it's a challenge to get analytics to make a decision and move forward. You see this is very common in engineering organizations where the engineer, the product is never, ever quite done. So it takes, you know, a driver, somebody say, okay, it's done enough, let's move forward. One of the things drivers and expressives need to do is they need to include others more often when making their decisions, sometimes delaying a decision speed, getting more input, and to encourage, particularly in a team decision, to ensure that the analytics and the amiables have been heard and they have had enough time to get to more quickly. Amiables and analytics, they need to move forward and make their decisions more quickly. It's wonderful to be an engineer or a research scientist, but at the end of the day, at some point in time, there's a time when you have to recognize you don't have all the information, you don't have every fact that could possibly be found, and you make a decision and you need to move forward. And that's sometimes where they're a bit uncomfortable. So behavioral clues might be, you know, if you're looking at people to type them perhaps, you know, do they include others in the decision? Do they want to gather more and more facts, or do they just make a quick decision based on the fact or the gut feel? Those are the three basic areas in which you can take a look at people. It's, you know, their work focus, are they task-oriented or people-oriented? Communication, do they tend to ask or tell? Do they talk or listen? And decision style, do they really collaborate, take their time, and are very patient in their decision-making, or do they make decisions quickly? So with that, that really kind of gives you an idea in terms of people reading how the styles are determined. So that is basically our, you know, our little mini overview today, and that concludes our call.